If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out Pear.com today to learn more. That's P-A-I-R.com.
From Disney Cruise Line's Castaway Key, this is Cruise News Today on Location with Doug Parker.
Here's your cruise news for Wednesday, September 22nd, 2021. The U.S. government has announced that vaccinated travelers from a number of countries will be allowed to visit the U.S. in early November, ending a ban on most non-citizens due to the pandemic. Foreign visitors will need to show proof of vaccination before boarding their U.S.-bound flights and will also need to provide proof of a negative COVID test taken within 3 days before arriving. Accepted vaccines will be determined by the CDC. The ease of restrictions will only apply to those arriving via plane. And Norwegian Cruise Line has announced new details on its upcoming ship, Norwegian Prima. Activities will include a free-fall dry slide, a larger go-kart track that goes through the funnel, and the first Topgolf swing suite at sea. Entertainment will include improv comedy, The Price is Right, and Beat the Clock game shows, and a new musical featuring the music of Donna Summer. Prima is set to debut in the summer of 22, operating sailings in Europe before heading over to the U.S. to do Caribbean and Bermuda sailings in the fall. And Crystal River Cruises has announced it has extended its vaccination requirements for guests and crew through December of next year. Passengers must be fully vaccinated at least 14 days prior to their embarkation date and provide proof at check-in before boarding. Since the line is requiring vaccinations, guests are free to explore the ports on their own without needing to book a Crystal Cruises shore excursion. And cruise line stocks were mixed on Tuesday afternoon. Carnival Corporation down 0.5%, 23.13. Royal Caribbean down 0.5%, 83.46. And Norwegian up 0.25%, 25.18. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. At Disney Cruise Line's Castaway Key, I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.